life is interesting. I have been termed as mediator and am a diplomat type person. So without wasting much time, let's jump straight to the topic. Hi guys, this is Kaushtav and you're listening to Lux. And let's get started. So, what sensations you might get when listening this word interesting? A chirpy feeling with which your mind prepares that something exciting is coming. In psychology, this is the most interesting thing to study. Oh, see, interesting again. Well, there was a lot of interesting, so let's get back to the topic. Life is interesting. Well, it ought to be. But overlook this exciting phase, usually behind worldly pleasures, money, fun, house, name, job, girl, etc., etc. But you, have you ever thought how to make your life interesting? If we look closely, the term interesting consists of two terms, a noun and a verb. Excluding the later one, if we have a look at the noun, the word interest has a deep and profound meaning in itself. Guess what could be the meaning of interest? Again, coming to a psychological definition, interest is a phase or phenomena that a passive brain can never deny to for working upon. And to be true, it's actually the case for anything interesting we encounter. And also, don't be fooled by your brain that interesting deeds or things will come by their own. Mostly, we need to find things of our interest and sometimes even work upon them to make it interesting. Interest in things gradually builds up as we explore new things. If you would go into some analysis, you will find that when you were small, as a child, when we did not know about much of the world, your areas of interest were very confined and narrowed to only your whereabouts. But as we grow up, we tend to learn about many things, rather many new things. And the thing that we are able to connect with the most becomes prominent areas of interest for us. In similar ways, every human being has things that are of his interest. There is, to be told, a vast gap between these two terms, hobbies and interests. Hobbies are the derivatives of interest. They are the deeds that we do out of interest. But interest is an eternal feeling that makes things look interesting to us. This is the essence of life. In short words, explore not the world, but yourself. And as same as you got your areas of interest in the outer world, you will find your areas of interest in your life itself, as you will explore yourself more and more. I wanted to share a fact that no one else would consider important, but it really is. The fact that you need another person to find out your actual potential. It's not that some other person will pick out your abilities and interest, but will point towards that ability or interest, and you yourself have to work out to find your potential. But that pinpointing is to be done by someone else than you. It could be anyone, your mentor, your teacher, your parent, your close friend, your wife, etc. But there should be someone who knows you inside out. You might take interest in our life, but the most important part of this discussion is to keep that interest lasting. It is a great tendency of humans that we tend to lose interest in everything we have. So a big question arises that how to keep yourself motivated to retain interest in the most important aspect of your life. your life itself. So let's take an example from our daily life. In our daily life, we all have ridden a scooty, haven't we? Well, if you haven't, you might have been riding or seeing other person riding vehicles, scooties, bikes, and other persons. But imagine a situation when you are feeling nauseous but decide to clean your vehicle. You get up, pick up your bucket full of water, a dust cloth, and head ahead. You spend up a handsome amount of time in cleaning up your vehicle, and voila, it now shines like a diamond. And as soon as you look at it, your eyes gleam out of shine it draws out. You get up again and walk in to keep the bucket. And as you reach the midway, you subconsciously turn back by the beautiful epitome of your vehicle, shining in bright sunlight. It glows up to your nerves and hear an unsaid statement saying, "Come, let's go on a ride." And so, you are impotent to hear this sound again and again. Every time you clean your vehicle to its shine, you get a satisfying soothe to your eyes. You get a determination to make up for another time's essence in it. It was an awesome experience to do it, right? It actually was. But the thing now is that why did I tell you all this? The moral of the story was that motivation is not an elementary thing, but eternal. Our motivation rests in us. We need to keep up the good work in order to stay motivated. So find interest in your life. Keep finding them at every stages to stay interested in your life. Now, this is Kaushtubh signing off from Lux. See you next time. Till then, keep listening and be happy.